Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing? I'd like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt condolences to people who are the victims of the tsunami disaster. And I want to assure you all that I'm praying for you, and I'm doing the best I can to help the situation. One of the things that we are going to do is have a series of radio programs that deal with the emotional effects of a trauma like this that people are experiencing. And a second thing that we are doing is we are also looking into starting counseling clinics in the affected areas. So if you would write to us or email me, I will be able to give you some guidance in that area as to where, if you do need counseling or somebody that you know needs counseling, will be able to go for that. Today, I would like to discuss a topic that is very, very familiar to all of us. The word is trauma. The word trauma means a bodily injury or shock, or an emotional shock. This is according to the Webster's Dictionary. This is an important topic to consider because millions of people suffer from trauma-related problems. Perhaps there was no time in history when people experienced traumatic incidents like now. Let me list a few incidents that would cause trauma. Sudden loss of loved ones. In the case of the tsunami disaster, this has truly happened. Almost or over 150,000 people have died during this disaster. And thousands and thousands of people are grieving the loss of these loved ones, just as I speak now. Then there are life-threatening incidents that can also cause trauma, especially diseases as a result of this disaster. That can be traumatic too. Then witnessing a natural catastrophe like the earthquake that we just witnessed, or a cyclone or a flood, all of this can cause trauma. Then witnessing the tragedy of another human being. Then emotional abuse, physical abuse or sexual abuse and neglect. All of these things can also cause trauma in a person. There are three ways we can experience trauma. First, personal experience. You went through the experience yourself, and you have been traumatized. The second thing is witnessing a trauma that somebody else has experienced. In this, you saw someone else experiencing pain and distress. The other day I heard about a woman who became traumatized after witnessing her sister, who was very ill, die in her lap. Yeah, if you see someone dying, or someone very close to you dies, that can be very traumatic to you. Then there are outside trauma or external trauma. Most people experience trauma through tragic events they hear or see through television, news, radio, and so forth. So we go through shock every time we open the newspaper, and every time we listen to the news. Our experience or trauma could be in the mild, moderate, or severe range. people who experience trauma mildly or moderately may not show any major symptoms. But those who have had extreme experiences may show both psychological and physical symptoms. Some of these symptoms may include nightmares, flashbacks of the incident, hyperarousal, inability to sleep, loss of memory, fear, physical numbness, etc. In some cases, the victim also may show signs of disassociation, feeling like out of touch with reality and impaired mental functioning. Depression and anxiety may also set in many instances. Now, what will restore an individual who has been traumatized? More than anything, the victim needs a warm and caring atmosphere. If the victim builds up secure attachment with significant family members or friends, that will make recovery faster. For example, a child who experiences the death of both parents needs a home and parental figures who can shower love on the child. From my own experience, one thing that I have observed is that children in the company of other children will find it easier to deal with the stress that they are going through or the trauma that they are going through. Very recently, a child that I knew was taken out of home and was placed in a group home with other children. Although she was not able to see her mother and siblings, she had an easier time coping with her stress. So, keeping children together in group settings can be very beneficial for the child in dealing with that child's trauma. Then activities to restore the victim's lost memory and learning. For example, a caring tutor could provide remedial learning experiences to bring back a child's lost learning. A lot of times when a child goes through trauma, he or she may forget a lot of the learning that had taken place before. So having somebody to do some remedial teaching will be very useful. And then showing empathy to the victim is very important. Empathy is feeling for the victim. Empathy is ascertaining the victim's feeling by placing oneself in their role. What often happens is that people develop an indifferent attitude. Some people may believe that the victim deserves what he or she went through, or it must be God's punishment. I think we need to get rid of those kind of inferences and try to be empathetic towards the victim. There is a lot that the victim can do for himself or herself too. He or she can push self to come out of the misery instead of taking a victim role. The victim can say, I'm not going to let this pull me down. I'm going to stand up. I can walk, and I'm going to walk to freedom, sanity, and victory. In the Bible, we have the story of the Good Samaritan. And I think there is no better model than this illustration that Christ gave in the story of this Good Samaritan. Here is a man who was mugged, badly injured, laying on the side of the road. Two people passed by. Both were religious men. One was a priest and the other was an associate. But neither one of them did anything to help this man who was badly beaten, mugged, and left on the street. Then a Samaritan, somebody of another ethnic group, a stranger, he comes by, he stops, he nursed the wounded man, he carried him to a shelter, gave money for his treatment, and promised to return and pay anything more that would be required. the attitude of those two individuals that passed by first are typical responses of our society. I don't care. I don't want to be involved. Let somebody else do it. My children come first. Myself first. My friends come first. My family comes first. Those kind of attitudes. There is also what is referred to as a bystander effect. Nobody takes responsibility because there is a diffusion of responsibility. Our world is a traumatized world. Let us do something about it. I'd like to close with this poem. On the darkest side of the road, where the sick and wounded lie, they are calling for help and for mercy. Oh, how can you pass them by? The Savior asks your help in the service of want and prayer. And anything more that thou spendest, He will pay when He comes again. This is a special announcement. During the summer, I will be conducting counseling seminars in India. If you are interested in attending any of these seminars, would you please get in touch with us? My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. Again, kvabraham@aol.com. My addresses will be given at the end of this program. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address. Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.V. Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.